And one story that I have of this building was right before it was converted into the hall and put back onto a foundation, people were still using it. The church was in a dirt field, and it was on blocks. I don't know, do you guys remember it being on blocks? On like cinder blocks. And we, I think it was Sophie Mendoza that helped the Los Lupeños acquire the space so that Lupeños can dance in it. And this, my sister was dancing in the group, and I would go with her. And the building is all wood. So when you get 20 dancers zapateando, you know, to this music, it just, the sound of this building would reverberate, and it was such a beautiful, beautiful, it's a beautiful memory for me. And now we've seen the church continues to be one of our, one of the places of gathering, as the Guadalupe Church itself. Now, at this time, I'd like to bring on Damone Carter and Ellis Carter. They are father and son. Damone is a hip-hop artist who has several albums and was recently awarded, come on up, Ellis, was recently awarded an award from the Rotary, was it the Rotary Club?
Yep.
Yeah. And they're going to do something together. So Damone has this wonderful background in R&B and hip-hop, yet his son, Ellis, is coming, becoming this indie rock star. Ellis has only been playing the guitar for less than a year, right?
A little over a year.
And when he was the first person that we actually interviewed as part of the Sounds of California in this area. And he played some of the most beautiful songs and original pieces with only like 4 months or 5 months of playing the guitar. And one of my favorite songs by you is Cleopatra. You know, I love that song. So we're going to leave you in the hands of Damone and Ellis Carter.
Check, check.
Warfare is spiritual, psychological, geopolitical. Self-awareness is critical, analytical thinking on the brink of extinction. It's so pitiful. You train to regurgitate the cud that they spit at you. Like, what did we get into? This can't be life with everybody popping pills just to get them through. All because the hardest pill to swallow is the bitter truth. People like to follow, but they really need to get a clue. I wish we could begin anew. Press the reset button, redirect from this path of destruction. See, we fighting over half of nothing in a class war. Time to free your mind like it's 20 fast four. They label us as bangers and dope fiends, seeing through smoke screens and probing closed minds for openings for all my graffiti writers. Let's get united, activists and organizers. Push up your lighters if you're tired of the nonsense.
Put your hands
not
up.
Not be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand up.
If you only want the whole truth.
Put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told
oh.
you. And if you're tired of the nonsense.
Put your hands
that be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
and
up.
If you only want your whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told you.
Oh.
Our living is unsustainable. We reaching for goals that's unattainable. The governing logic is unexplainable. We jaded by this tainted view with shades painted blue, red, white, stuck like a deer off in the headlights. I read between the headlines. Blood red eyes, it's more head scratches than headlights. I head towards the light, my headlight, my eyes see visions. 10-point plan executed with precision. Not begging for a favor nor asking for permission, cause power can seize nothing to you up and confront. The system is up and running, but we down for maintenance. But we children of the struggle, so we down to make it. Either exercise your rights or they bound to take them. Have your speech locked down verbatim. I spit with the will of a fighter and the skill of a writer. If you feel how I feel, time to put up your liars. If you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands
not be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
if
up.
You only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told
oh.
you. If you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands
not
up.
Be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
and if you only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told
oh.
you. Put your hands up.
Oh.
Put your hands up.
Oh.
Put your hands up.
Oh. Oh.
Put your hands up. People, put your hands up. 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 If you're tired of the nonsense, that be weighing on your conscience. If you only want the whole truth, not believing what they told you. If you're tired of the nonsense, that be weighing on your conscience. If you only want the whole truth, not believing what they told you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Damon and Alice Carter. Thank you. I'm sure they all want to know, how do you work in order to put this together, father and son, son and father? Tell us about the process.
So my dad came to me and he was like, hey, I was asked if you wanted to like come together with me and perform at this thing. And then I was like, sure. But this is actually the first time that me and my dad have worked together like to put on a show thing. So, my dad, he does like more of like hip hop and rap, and I'm into more like pop and rock. So it was really cool like coming together, and we each kind of brought our own like style to both of the songs. And so it was nice to kind of collaborate and put together the songs, and I really like how they came out.
You want to add something, Damon?
I'm riding his coattails. He's been playing for about a year and a half, and yeah, our kind of musical tastes are wildly different, and we get into some interesting debates around that, but when we were tasked with kind of coming up with something collaboratively, it was a really, you know, fun process of being able to work with my son and exchange ideas.
And we know that hip hop, it's a social expression with political features, and you're very young, Damon, but I am guessing that maybe your political views or perspective and socials are kind of different. How do you work together with this?
You know, I definitely in my work, it definitely has more of a political bent in the lyrics and things that I do. I would say for Ellis's original work and the covers he likes to do are more of the personal. Politics are personal though. But you know, it was interesting to try to find that middle ground and not be too heavy-handed, you know, with the politics. This is still at the end of the day, it's about music, and so, I thought it was an interesting place where we landed with this.
I think one thing, both of you are fixtures here at the Mexican Heritage Plaza, and how many of you have participated in a cafecito event? Has anybody?
Anyone? All right. Round of applause for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so you've already seen Ellis play, right? And so I've come to these events, and it's just you see him singing, and all these, you know, chicanitos and chicanitas, you know, singing along your songs, you know. And it's really you're demonstrating how you influence this space. And I was just wondering, how has this space influenced the two of you?
Coming to the cafecito events has been like really great for me because it gives me a space to perform about once a month, and it's really nice like coming every time, seeing some familiar faces, and like just performing for those people. Some of them start to even memorize my songs, which is really cool. And you know, it's nice to have like a little family that we come to and like perform once in a while, and it's been really fun for me.
Yeah, and I've enjoyed him having this space, you know, as a performer, especially as a young person, it was really hard for us to have spaces to do the thing we wanted to do. And so working here and being, you know, one of the organizers of the event is really, you know, I feel blessed to be able to bring my son into that space and have him kind of grow and develop and outshine me potentially, basically. That's where this is all going.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
Damon and Ellis Carter.